So we're up to the bracha of Atachonim L'Adam Das, which is the bracha of knowledge. So obviously, first of all, we have to figure out what is the connection between this bracha of Atachonim L'Adam Das and the bracha preceding it of Atakadosh. What's the relationship between Kedusha and Das? Second of all, this is the first of the second segment of Shemoneh Esrei. The first three blessings are Shvach, are the praise of Hashem, as we discussed last couple weeks. Now starts the new bracha, which is the Bakasha, and this is why on Shabbos we stop, we don't mention that part, and we start asking for things. So the very first thing we request, we ask from Hashem, is about Das, is about understanding, knowledge. And the question again to that is, why do we start with Das, with asking for knowledge? Number two. So, and number three is that it's interesting to note that every other bracha, we just start off with the request itself. Slach lanu avinu, teka b'shofar gadol. Hashem, please bring the gula. Hashem, please forgive us. This bracha, even though it's the beginning of the brachas of Bakasha, where we're asking for things, but we start off the bracha with a praise. Ata choinen l'adam das. So we start off with a shvach. And well, the first three are all shvach. I understand. But in the blessings of Bakasha, this is the only one that starts off the bracha with a shvach. You don't say, Ata noisen slicha l'chol Yisrael, slach lanu avinu kichatanu. We don't start off with that praise. Here we start off with the praise. Right? So the question is why? Okay, that's, yeah. So, as we will see, which is a fascinating concept, there are two seemingly contradictory interpretations of what Das is. Is Das, there's a lot of words for knowledge. There's a word of knowledge called Das. There's a word of knowledge called Bina. There's a word of knowledge called Chochma. So let's leave Chochma out of it. Let's do Bina and Das for a moment. So, which one is a higher level? Is Bina higher than Das, or is Das higher than Bina? So Das normally is translated as knowledge, Bina is understanding. So normally you would say Das is a lower level than Bina. Right? Das is a lower level than Bina. Das is when you first get your knowledge, and then Bina is when you start, the Chazal say Bina means Mevin Davar, Mitoich Davar. So you take the knowledge, now you start understanding things based on that knowledge. So in medical school, you're given a lot of Das, or Chochma actually, you're given a lot of information, but now you got to start figuring out, okay, so now when a guy comes with this symptom, what does that mean? I wasn't taught that, I have to figure it out. That's where Bina comes in. So Kepshuta Bina is a higher level than Das. The question is that it seems to be a little bit contradictory, especially if you look in the Nusach Sfar. Because in the Nusach Sfar we say Chochma Bina Vadas. Chanina means Chochma Bina Vadas. Das is after Bina, which would sound like Das is a higher level. In Nusach Ashkenaz, you don't have to say that, but even in Nusach Ashkenaz, it depends how you understand the first word. The first word, it says, Ata choinen lo Adam das. You have given to Adam. Adam is Das. Umilamed, and you've taught Le'enosh, which is another name for mankind, Bina. So what's a higher level, Adam or Enosh? So as a matter of fact, this is a machlokes, but the Malbim says that Enosh is a lower level. Adam already has a tzuras Adam to him. Adam has a certain, you know, refinement. Enosh is just like mankind in general. Adam is a certain type of man. It's a man that's reached a certain level of understanding. So according to that, you've given as a gift to Adam Das, but an Enosh only has Bina. So it sounds like maybe Das is higher than Bina. Yet in other places, the way we're saying it, if Bina's Maven Davar Mitoich Davar is understanding, taking it to the next level, it would seem like Bina is stronger than Das. So this is a very big contradiction. Not only that, there is a Rashi in Chumash. Which Rashi in Chumash, are you with me so far?
Yeah.
Okay. There's a Rashi in Chumash. Unbelievable Rashi. On the pasuk that talks about that, on the pasuk that discusses that Hashem gave Bezalel, Bezalel was the one that built the Mishkan. Hashem gave Bezalel Chochma, Tvuna, and Da'as. It's a pasuk in Shmois, Lamed Aleph Gimel. Rashi says over there, what's Chochma? Chochma is Mashal Adam Shemea Me'acherim. Chokhmah is what you pick up. That's medical school. Just information. Like medical school. They just tell you, okay, the name of this muscle, the name of this bone, the name of, that's chokhmah. So you pick up a lot of knowledge, but it doesn't do much good for you unless you have some bina. Bina is maven davar meliba. Now you got to start applying it. Okay, so now that I have all this knowledge, what do I do with it? So you got to start applying it. Then it says das. You know what das is? Ruach HaKodesh. That's what Rashi says when he's describing what Bezalel received. Ruach HaKodesh. It's pretty high level. It's a gift. And here we see also wisdom, but it's a gift. So how do we understand that? So here, and so clearly in this Rashi he's saying that Das is a higher level. But how do we understand that? Normally Das is a lower level. Okay.
Why are you teaching Das to the man, the higher level of man? Why are you teaching Bina to the
lower level? Yeah, exactly. Okay. So I saw a pshat today in the Siach Yitzchak. I didn't understand it. Then I started working on it. And Baruch Hashem, I saw my pshat that I came up with in the Sefer Sifsei Chaim from Chaim Friedlander, the Mashgiach of Panovich. He says this pshat. Okay. So bear with me. It's a beautiful pshat. And it's a big yesoid. Das is, I'm going to follow this for you, you're going to like it. Das is used in the context of when a person is connected to something. That's a well-known concept. Like when it says that Adam and Chava were together, it says, Vayeda Adam es Chava Ishtay. That Adam received the knowledge, a das of Chava, which means it was a certain connection. Okay? What Das means is the thing which is your innate knowledge. It's the knowledge that you have as part of you. You don't have to figure it out. You just know it. There are certain things that children get to know without anyone having taught them. For example, that they like candy. Right? No one ever taught a child to like candy. But it's sweet. He likes it. Okay, that's not Das, but you know, there's certain innate things that people know, and they without even having been taught it. People know, they feel, they know it's bad to steal. They know that it's bad to steal even without being taught. Because Hashem gives man a certain amount of understanding of how the world works. And that's Das. And that level of Das is really ultimately what separates man from animal. Is that a person understands certain things innately. They're born with it. They know it. Hashem gives us a certain gift that a person can feel his knowledge and understand things on a very basic level. Okay? What? No, that's all instinct, but it's not Das.
Why is it instinct?
Because that's all only what makes him feel good. But a moral that's what makes him feel good. But a moral idea, not to steal. A moral understanding of something. And certain, there is an internal understanding of right and wrong. There's a certain innate understanding of certain things that a person is born with automatically. And that's the das that a person gives a person, that Hashem gives a person. So that's the basic level. Now, that level is ata choinen l'adam das, you know, but if you don't do anything with that das, then, you know, okay, it's true, but ultimately, you need to take it to the next level of Bina. You need to take it to the next level of Bina, But since Bina is based on our understanding, so it's automatically less emesdik because it's tainted with our understanding of it. So atachoinin la'adam das, but bina is lower because bina is not as clean. Bina comes from us, so it comes from us. That's where the Siach Yitzchak says it. Bina who am even davar mitoch davar api moivser haseichel avol einoy hergesh atzmi alkein amar ki la'adam shehu b'madrega al yona who moivser chein be'ini Hashem who choinin la'das who yidia brura. Ach enoish shehu madrega pchusa hu melamed rak bina.
So they each need different things.
Yes, they're different things. Now, so therefore,
it may not be MS. It's our own understanding.
Correct. It may not be. But the das that Hashem gives you is an MS dika das. Okay. So das is the knowledge that you gain because it's be'etzem. It's and that's what distinguishes man from animal. It's a das. It's able now, and that's why das is the feeling of connection. It's when you're connected to the understanding. It's not outside you. Of course you understand that. You know that a person's born with the concept. I've never seen anybody, even a non-Jew, nobody, that calls their parent by their first name. Ever saw that? A parent. Most people call their parent father, mother, dad. It would be very weird if anywhere you would see, nothing to do with the mitzvah of kibud avim. It would be very odd if you would see someone call their parent by their first name. No?
No?
A father or mother? It does, but people know it be'etzem anyway, right? There's a certain das that people have. Okay, but they don't have a mitzvah of kibud avim. They have a concept of it. Right, so I'm saying the concept of it is a das. Okay. No?
Okay. Distinction between favoring and giving a gift for nothing to the person, as opposed to doing. The doctor said, "You're giving him the wherewithal to begin to figure it out himself.
Okay.
You can make a mistake."
Yes. So now,
you opponent in the das, it seems to be stronger. And it's like more
right. Well, chayin das is chayin hadas means you're chayin it us as a gift. You gave us this gift of das to mankind, and that's the bracha of das. Okay, and your melamed, you taught us how to have bina, but you didn't give it to us. You taught it, gave us the wherewithal to be able to get bina. Now, that's when das. So das in a way is first because it's just the more instinctive knowledge, and then you start building on it as bina. Okay, and same thing with chokhma. Chokhma is knowledge. Knowledge is what you read in a book like medical school. Okay. Again, Chachma, then Bina. But then there's Das. Chachma, Bina, and Das. So we've explained how Das is lower than Bina in the sense it's more natural. But where does Das now come to be higher than Bina? Right? Chachma, Bina, Vadas. The answer is because sometimes you learn something, then you start applying it, then it becomes so real to you that it becomes, again, ingrained in who you are. So you could turn outside Chochma into Das. In that sense, Das is a higher level. But in both interpretations, Das means that level of understanding which is internalized as a part of your Metzius. But sometimes it's natural and sometimes you've attained it. When it's natural, it's first. When you've attained it, it's last. But either way, it's the same. You got it?
Yes, you see, my Chochma is more conceptual. Really, the das can be more practical. But once you have the das, you can go back up to the Chochma, you can bounce back and forth.
You bounce back and forth because das means when you internalize a certain outside understanding until it becomes you. So there's certain things that we can get such a clear das on, it's only studied. It's studied and studied and studied, but by the time you've studied it, it became so real to you that now it's not a separate thing like you're studying in a book. Okay? You know, like Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov, when you start reading it, it's like you read a book. You're reading the Chumash. Eventually it becomes like I understand it, and now it's not like it's real people. They're my grandfather. It's not like I'm reading it in a book anymore. I have a feeling that I'm connected to Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Right? The same way a person feels connected to their parent. So a person can feel connected to that concept, even though it's really outside of them, but they've turned it into a das. And that level is very high level. Sorry. That's the level when das becomes a part of you. So this is where das sometimes is understood as before, sometimes it's understood as after. It's a little, again, we're getting a little deep over here, but, you know, Rafal showed up, so we got to, go open up. That's the idea.
Ideas come down, and you bounce back up, and bounce back up, you throw it around.
Right, until, you know, so this is the thing. So Chochma is knowledge, you turn it into Bina. Bina is when you start understanding and applying it. Das also can turn into Bina. But then Bina can turn back into Das once you have a full level of understanding in it. Yeah? Okay. This concept is mentioned in the Malbim, in the beginning of Mishlei as well, when the Malbim says, you know, Reishis Das Chochma. Yiras Hashem Reishis Das. That the first das of a person is Yiras Hashem. It means Yiras Hashem, it comes from a das. We know it. We know it to be true that we have to fear Hashem. It's a das that we have. It doesn't mean it's the highest level, but it means it's we understand it. Now, based on that, now I think we can understand what's the connection between the Chochma and das, Atachoyne Ladin Das, and Kedusha. Because without Kedusha, a person cannot really have Das. Because without Kedusha, a person is just running around to get their bodily needs. They just want to get their Taivis. Yeah. Right? Without, we learned last week that without Kedusha, a person, Kedusha allows a person to lift themselves up over the over their taiva, over their, you know, natural desires. If a person is blinded by their natural desires, then they'll never attain true das to anything, because they're never going to be connected to anything other than their desire. So in order to have real das, that means in order to be connected to your, to anything higher, and to those things, you know, to have a real, like you said, internal compass, to understand things in a certain way, you need to have Kedusha. You need to have that sense that you're going to uplift yourself over your regular Gashmias, the regular Taivais. And by uplifting yourself, then you can attain Das. So there's a connection there between Chok, Kedusha, and Das. Number one. Number two is, the simple reason we start with Das is because without Das, you can't have anything else. So without Das, what would be the purpose in getting money? You ask for money, what are you going to do with it? You're just going to lose it. You're going to spend it on ice cream. And hopefully you remember to put the ice cream in the freezer so it lasts a week. But even if it doesn't, so it'll melt right away. But the point is, you're not going to, without Das, there's no purpose in anything else. So it's obviously that the first bracha has to be Das. Okay? But there's also a connection between Das and Kedusha. Okay? So ultimately, we are under, we ask Hashem for Das and for Bina. Okay? What? Well, according to what we learned last week, the way a person attains Kedusha is by being connected to Hashem. Okay, so that's why it's a shvach. It's a shvach because you provide for us the Kedusha that we could draw upon to gain our own Kedusha. Okay, but that's okay. So that's the connection. So ato chayin, you grant to people das umelamed leenoish, and then you teach even lower people bina. You know, some people say Enosh is a higher level than Adam, but either way, the point is it's granting the people the ability to have Bina. Look, now, Chaneinu, Hashem, give us, Me'itcha, from you, Deya. You have to give us the Deya, you have to give us the understanding. Bina, then the understanding of it, then the Haskel, the Seichel. Okay, the haskel or the seichel or the haskel means the success to use it properly. And then we say Baruch Ata Hashem Chayin Adas. Ultimately, the real bracha doesn't come from chachma. It doesn't come from bina. It comes from das. It comes from living your understanding. You got to live your das. You got to live with the things that you understand. That's what das is. Das is internalizing them and living with them. So Hashem, we want you to be able to give us the ability to live with our das and allow the das to direct us and become part of us. And that's what das is ultimately. Okay? So that's the thing. That's what it says here also, by the way. In the mission in Pirkei Avos, it says, "Im ein bina, ein das. Im ein das, ein bina." Per gimel mishni yedzayin. So, if there's no bina, there can't be das. And if there's no das, there's no bina. What does that mean? Which one is it? So this is the taich. If there's no bina, then you'll never be able to turn anything into das. But if you never had das to begin with, you can't have bina either. So the way we're understanding it, it's both. If you don't have bina, then nothing's going to turn into das, because you're not going to internalize any real message. But if you don't have das to start, then you have nothing to internalize. You have nothing to become bina, which will turn into das. So this is mamish what we're saying, is that it's first and it's last. You need both.
That's really the das you want. You know Hashem. You have the das. That's what it means. That's what it means. You have the das. You have the das. You know what I'm talking about. And then you have the das.
That could be. Yeah, it could be. So, now there's I would like to speak out a vart from the Rabbeinu Yonah. Rabbeinu Yonah says that there's a pasuk in Mishlei, the pasuk in Mishlei Perek Gimel Pasuk Hey. The pasuk in Mishlei says B'tach in Hashem b'chol limcha, you should be b'tach in Hashem. And do not lean on your bina. So what the Rabbeinu Yonah says is, at Lamaisa, you could have all the bina you want, but don't get too overconfident and think that just because you have bina, you'll have everything. Ultimately, it's still Tali Sata Dishmaya. So it's important to know that we start with das, we start with that bracha, but ultimately we still need Sata Dishmaya in everything we're going to do. So therefore, don't rely on it. Don't assume that just because you have it, it's okay. But no, you still need Sata Dishmaya. There's a pasuk in Mishlei that says, "Ki Hashem yitein chachma." Hashem gives chachma. Mipiv das utvuna. From his mouth comes das and tvuna. So clearly, the das and the tvuna is a higher level. So Hashem gives chachma. If you can't retain your knowledge, Hashem gives the chachma. But the das to internalize that is mipiv. It's from the mouth of Hashem. It's a form of connection. You have to be connected to Hashem to have das. Okay, so das is like a spirituality almost. It's like a way. It's an internal morality. It's an internal idea of things that you need to be connected to a higher, to Hashem. So that's the mipiv das utvuna. You have to be connected to Him. Piv is a way of being connected, right? Pel pe, adaber boy. That's how Hashem communicates. So mipiv das utvuna. Hashem gives us the das and the tvuna. So anyway, this is the bracha of das, and it's the hakdama to all the brachas of bakasha. Okay.